ESPN Cleveland presents Drennan Live with Bruce Drennan on 850 ESPN Cleveland and the Land on Demand app.
The Northern Ohio 2023 Walk to Defeat ALS is coming up on September the 10th. And Mike Polito, my dear friend, an attorney, and has his own firm, Polito, Burke, Rodstrom, and Sepp, is joining us. Mike, always a pleasure. I've used Mike over the years in contract negotiations and other legal matters. He's become a very dear friend of Jackie's and myself, and he's very involved in the fight against ALS. That's Lou Gehrig's disease. How did this come about personally for you, Mike, to become so involved as you are?
Bruce, thank you so much for this opportunity. So, listen, my brother Tony, he was my best friend. In our large Sicilian Irish family, he was number 11 and I was number 12. And he got diagnosed in 2018 with ALS. He was the father of five kids, and it affected our entire family. And just so you know, Bruce, this is something that affects so many families in the 33 counties that the Northern Ohio chapter services. Thank you for letting me talk about, which is our largest fundraiser. Annually, we have a large fundraiser. And this year, again, it's the Walk to Defeat ALS. It's on Sunday, September 10th. It's the Browns home opener, I know, but it's at 11 a.m. It's in Independence. It's at the, ironically, my brother was a podiatrist, and it's at the Kent State College of Podiatric Medicine, which is right at 77 and 480. It's actually, the address is 6000 Rockside Woods Boulevard. It's going to be just like last year, a carnival atmosphere. We had about 700 walkers last year. Mm. We had a band. We had a kid zone with face painting. We had food trucks. Including Swenson's. I'm doing all of this, Bruce, in the memory of my best friend and brother, who I miss dearly, but also for all those other families that walk this very difficult journey, because it's not just the person who has ALS. It's the families that have to, day to day, care for this person and walk the journey.
Well, we've all seen the movie with Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig, and of course he eventually passed as a result of ALS. It then got the name Lou Gehrig disease, but it can affect people in different ways, I understand, Mike. To explain that a little bit.
Well, sure. So, for example, my brother was a surgeon, and he'd be in surgery. It affected his tongue. So people in surgery thought he was actually drunk or that there was a problem with him because he was slurring his speech. But it was really the onset of ALS. Other folks, it can affect their other limbs, like their legs. And it's pretty well known that if it affects you below waist, you have a wonderful opportunity to get something known as a diaphragm pacer to help you breathe, because really ALS is air hunger. My brother, unfortunately, because it affected him above waist, was unable to do that. So he was diagnosed in 2018. We lost him in 2021.
Now, the goal is clearly to raise enough money to find a cure. I'm sure you said you had 700 last year. This is only an hour walk. Now, Mike had already said that this is the same date as the Browns opener of the season, but it's only an hour walk, so people can participate, Mike, and still catch the Browns game.
Absolutely. Registrations, it's Sunday, September 10, 9:30 a.m., it's at 77480, so it's not far to get back downtown to Brown Stadium. It's a one-mile walk, Bruce, so it's really, it goes fairly quickly. So if you want to get out, you can be out by 11:30 and before noon and get down. But what a great way to start the Browns season.
Let me ask you,
support such a great cause.
Mike, let me ask you this. Are the scientists making any headway in their research to find a cure?
Slowly, very slowly that they are making headway. We need funds, Bruce. You may have heard the story of recently Sandra Bullock. Her partner just passed from ALS. Even someone as successful, you know, a successful actress like Sandra Bullock, she took a year off acting to care for her partner. But because of people like that, funds are flowing in nationally. And that's what we need, is more and more research. We're making slow strides, but we just do not have a cure yet.
Do you have a lot of commitments for people to walk coming up on September 10th very soon?
Absolutely. So far, we have we've just reached the $200,000 mark of donations, and we expect another 700 people to be walking on September 10th. Our goal, though, is triple that. Our goal is to raise $600,000. We're well on our way. And again, all of this is to hopefully find a cure for every family that's walking this journey.
And it affects so many families in our country and other countries, obviously. Let me ask you this. Above and beyond the walk, is there any website that the fans can go to if they're interested? Maybe this has affected their family, or just being a good Samaritans, they want to do what they can.
Well, let me thank you, Bruce. Let me just talk about the ALS Association of the Northern Ohio Chapter. Anyone can Google that. They can Google the 2023 Walk to Defeat ALS. They, again, serve 33 counties in Ohio. There are wonderful people there. You know, Laura Gray, who's the director, Diana Lewis, who's the walk coordinator, Jessica Weisenseel, who provides some support, and Lisa Bruning, who's the care services director. Anyone who is affected by ALS can contact the ALS Association of Northern Ohio Chapter and receive a variety of their care services. You know, monthly support groups. They can help coordinate care. They can help with medical equipment. They have a medical equipment device loan closet. For example, we did that with my brother. He lost his ability to speak. So they loaned us something called eye gaze technology. So he was able to use his eyes to operate a computer screen so he could speak to us. It was incredible. It was really, but that was such a large family like us, 12 kids, 12 people, three lawyers, three nurses, a former orderly, five other people, yet we still needed the help of this association. And they really came through for us. So that's why I've committed to my dying breath, to help other families.
Once again, the Northern Ohio 2023 Walk to Defeat ALS taking place Sunday, September 10th. Again, it's at 77 and 480. Mike, give it to us again.
Yep, it's the Kent State College of Podiatric Medicine. The actual address is 6000 Rockside Woods Boulevard North, but you pass it as you pass the 77-480 interchange right there. You can see it off the highway. Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, buddy. Best of luck and all our support and prayers for all the people stricken by this terrible disease.
Thanks for the opportunity, Bruce. Love you. See ya.
Love you too. Mike Polito, dear friend and attorney, head of his own firm, Polito, Burke, Rodstrom, and Sepp.